Well, where, first of all, right now, where are we sitting with everything right now?
At this point, the most accurate thing I can tell you is through contact tracing, 19 students are now in quarantine and isolation and not at any school. 19 student athletes regarding this particular situation. The consequences of that are that we can't field a competitive high school football team in the tournament.
So how many kids do they have this year?
My understanding, about 34 kids on the team.
Okay, so that's more than half.
Then. More than half. Okay. And again, I'm going to say that I'm telling you what I've been told.
Okay.
There could be 36, but let's not quibble.
We'll just say
there,
30.
There aren't 70, yeah. And we're losing 19.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So then because of that, you guys have decided to go ahead and not play this weekend.
I don't think we can competitively play with 14 kids, but that's a decision that is made at school, one that I absolutely understand.
The just for what you and I talked about on the phone yesterday, as far as explain if you can, about what the health department told you and why this is what it is.
Absolutely, and I'll first I'm going to have to give some history here,
okay. Because
it's interesting, because many more than these 19 student athletes have been quarantined because of contact tracing this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A protocol, a procedure was developed, okay? It was developed by the school nurse with the county health official,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that protocol was when a student was determined to be in close contact with an active case, they would be quarantined for 14 calendar days what's close contact? And as you know, that definition has even recently changed, but
right.
Is it within 6 feet of each other for over 15 minutes in an area? And so up to this point, I can't give you the exact number, but multiple students in my short time working here, I've had a whole third grade class be quarantined because one active case. In fact, saying a third grade class is really too much, because there's something called HIPAA here that means people's health is private. I've had a small group of students quarantined because of an outside activity that they were part of. But it's been very consistent. If you're a close contact, the high school, there have been school officials who have been quarantined because of close contact, and it has been consistently applied. And the key factor in that is, what do the medical professionals who have authority find, determine, and use? So our school nurse and the school county health official have come to that. Now, coming to this situation, we had a situation where it was reported that a student athlete from another school had an active case or may have participated in a game. They were tested and became positive within the 48 hours of the participation. So the school nurse begins to delve into this situation and talks to the county health official. And what they find, Ken, is that the definition of close contact, per what I have been told, in a contact sport is different than it is when you and I are sitting in a room, okay? And when you consider, and whether people agree with this or not is immaterial to me, this county health official said, mm-hmm. and I have no reason, that was in contact with the Indiana State Health Department, who shared with them also guidance from the Center of Disease Control, that close contact in a contact sport is participation in the sport. And being a layman, I say, well, tell me about that. And again, I'm going to give you some of my interpretation.
Right.
But what you want to say in the common definition is, well, who was within 6 feet of this player for more than 15 minutes, and close contact being, breathing space. But a football player, when you and I don't go to work out in the gym and work up a good sweat and then rub hands and shake hands,
yeah.
and I don't tackle you. And so in a football game, there would be just the other ultimate close contact would be a wrestling match,
yeah.
right? That student athlete who is interacting not only with the opposition, but with his own team members in things like huddles. Well, we don't huddle. immaterial.
Yeah.
You have to, just like with contact tracing, keeping kids out of school, you err on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the active definition from the county health official through to the school nurse is the close contact happened for, and if that, if you accept that definition, then you quarantine the students who participated. And that was the decision made on Monday evening. I didn't have knowledge of all these things. I went on Tuesday and simply went just as you did. I need to learn more. I need to understand this. I, at that point, had the close contact definition of sitting in a room.
Right.
I learned in that. I learned, I listened, I had other people with me. I actually pushed. One of my jobs is to push both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this right? Why is that right? Couldn't you do this? Can you? I can tell you, I was convinced in that meeting that included the county health official on the phone, the athletic director who is actually serving as the principal right now, the school nurse, that I, certainly as a layman, did not have the authority to say their definition of close contact in a contact sport could be set aside or ignored.
And you and I also talked yesterday about the so-called quick tests. You know, that you can just basically test negative or be, you know, have it, and then in the next 24 to 48 hours, you're negative.
That's a very good question, Kenny. Because the first thing that, okay, now we're talking about athletics, right? And what's most of our perception of athletics comes from what we see and hear on television. And, well, we've heard that pro players can go have a test and be negative, and then they can have another test and be negative, and now they're cleared to come back. Well, the medical side of that says, just because you've gone and had this test and are negative today doesn't mean your body is not an incubator so that the virus level will raise to make you a positive in 2 or 3 days. It just in the side of caution. Now, whether you and I think most of us would go get a test and we came back negative, would assume we're negative.
Right.
I understand that. But the medical people say, while you know, we even know there are people who are negative, but who are still spreaders. Okay? The only way medical people would say you know you're not a spreader is to go from the day of close contact 14 days without symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I said, could we isolate these students and give them student athletes tests? Now, of course, and then say they're not spreaders. And the answer to that was no, medically.
Yeah.
It, the only way and you know what, when we say we know 14 days works, this is all about something that you and I had never heard of a year ago this time. We are learning and evolving and gaining more all the time. Now, so now you're stuck with a situation, not stuck with, that's not, you're addressing a situation that says the medical people, far more knowledge than you do, say these student athletes, for the safety of and for us to possibly keep our school open as long as possible. And what's our highest purpose? The education of students safely.
And the kids in general.
Yeah. And up till this point, we have followed this, once close contact has been determined, we have followed a protocol consistently, and we're following the protocol consistently. Now, if you want to argue what close contact is, you want to argue with the, I understand we can have different opinions, but I don't think people will say we were inconsistent.
If something were to happen today to where they, you know, where the people who still want to play say they've got something that they can go ahead and try, when is the absolute deadline where you can't play?
You know, That may have passed. In that, what I mean by that is, you can see that the eight athletic director has said we've informed the IHSAA, and we've told them, and so now the other school has accepted that they're not playing, not coming here to play a game, and I just can't speak for the IHSA if somebody said, well, we want to rescind that. We want to try and do it. I just don't know where they are in that process.
So basically, it's pretty much a done deal as we speak right now on Thursday morning.
As what I'm saying is a done deal, is that students are in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that's going to change.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
the consequences of that are the consequences of COVID-19 and having to put students in quarantine. I do think that even if something in that, let's face it, when we know better, we do better, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know better. There is no new information at this point. I'm not going to tell you that if some new information came, let's take a piece of new information that could be viable here.
Mm-hmm.
What if we found out that the original source of this was not positive? Somehow or other, an error was made. Okay? So now we've quarantined kids and they've lost 3 days, 2 days of school, and today being a third one, the first thing I want is back in school. That's the most important thing. To me, the most important thing. Then we could say, my goodness, we've taken all this action in good faith on inaccurate information. Is there a way to rectify that? Now, I guess we could all barnstorm and be mad at the other school or whoever and be mad at whoever had the false test, and maybe, but would that be a piece of new information that I think I could say, hey, we've taken all our action based on a false premises. Can we still have that chance?
The answer I would say is probably no.
But let's not kid anybody.
Okay, yeah.
I would say that right now, barring a miracle, and I think the game is lost, unfortunately.
Okay. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you guys notified the high school association, when that happens, then all the officials are told that their contract's canceled for that night, and so on down the line. So you still got to get officials.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry. But I think your assumption is absolutely accurate. When you turn the spigot off, the water stopped flowing.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are officials that are contracted. There are. Now, a lot of those things could be resurrected. The good news is that in the high school tournament, mm-hmm. each level, different officials drop out, and you have more officials available if you needed to. But you know, you could see where the IHSA would say, it's not our job to correct an error made way back here on the original.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just like to ask me as superintendent to correct or change or go against medical advice, it's not prudent. No one would have ever done that.
Okay.
I'm not going to take that kind of liability.
All right.